Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I don't know what you're doing, if you were really looking for this cord, or you're just hanging out with Hoyt looking for Judy, but what do you think Mr. Hoyt is up to
right now? Did you just call her Judy?
Julie, yeah. Is it Julie?
Or is it Mary July?
Julie.
Mary July?
You know what, this show, I can't even remember half the names for whatever reason. I don't know what's going on. These timelines, they're tripping me up every single time.
Mary July sounds a lot like marriage is a lie.
Whoa.
This is very true. Whoa.
Oh my God.
Okay. Sure.
Sure.
So what are we thinking? Because these like timelines at all, like two is fine. Three is too much. And we're talking about True Detective, everybody.
Well, what's like really that confusing about it? I mean, they got the different hairstyles and clothing styles, and obviously you could tell which one's
like present. Sometimes they jump back and forth so quick, and then I have to like, oh, you know, his hairline receded. Now I know that timeline, but I have
right.
to like pay attention to like his like haircut and like it's, I don't know.
Well,
there's so much to keep track.
That's one. It's just one of those shows you got to like really like just be on it. You got to listen for everything. You got to look in the background for shit. This is what like freaks like
yeah.
like me, you know, who's on Reddit and just like, oh my God, what theory is it? What's going on? Like,
yeah.
What's the new, you know? And I'm a sucker for it. I love it, and it's pretty good.
It's definitely a show that like you. The way I tell people, you can't even get up and go get a glass of water or step out and like do something for 2 minutes because you'll miss something very
right.
important. That's like a key. Or something. You just have to pay attention, but they do a good job of keeping, like, the acting's really good and keeping you, like, involved. Like, when I'm watching it, I'm, like, in it, you know?
Yeah.
The music in this episode was amazing, though. Like, awesome. Like, at the end, when they, or they take, what's the guy, Harris, like, to the barn or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, at the very ending, like, that dark music was,
the
like,
score?
Insane.
The score?
It was crazy.
Really good score.
It was great.
They really create a vibe and a mood, and it's, you know,
so who,
creepy.
So now it comes down to, like, we all know Hoyt, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
He's the leader of all this, unless there's going to be some crazy, you know, random appearance or something. But what do you think? Who do you think is playing this guy?
Who's playing Hoyt?
I have a feeling like it's gonna be like this like 5 foot like little skinny like weasel looking dude, or I don't know.
Well, because
it's James Dolan.
Because Dolan. Because I'm obsessed, and there's actually
people
a lot more obsessed than me on the Reddit pages. Shouts to them, by the way. I already know who Hoyt is.
You ready? Wait. Oh, really? Come on. Well, so why are you doing that to yourself, though? Why are you doing that to yourself?
I know. I'm a sucker. I can't help it. I did this with the other two seasons, too.
Aww.
I know. It's just one of those shows. I get in a wormhole.
I could picture you just, like, chilling. You're on Reddit. You're looking at, like, the recap or whatever. And then you see, like, the thread title, like, spoiler. Like, I know. And, like, for, like, 10 minutes, you're like, fuck. And then you finally did it. And then you hate yourself for it. That definitely happened.
You nailed it.
I don't wanna know. I'm excited for the show. But if I say my theory, and if I'm right, still don't say anything because I still want to see it. But I think Hoyt, it could be the guy behind everything or funding it. I think it's a ring. But I think you're gonna find out that the real bad guy in all of this is Roland, his partner.
I was about to. Yeah, I thought you were going to say that too.
I don't think so.
I can see that.
I think.
I think there's a lot of clues that suggest that he's involved or he's part of the cover up. And I think that that's the real, like, at the end, that's like the real, like, a surprise of it all.
Yeah.
I think you're going to find out, we don't really know why, how Hayes' wife died, right?
Not yet.
No. Well, Tony might, but no. The rest of the country doesn't, no.
I think she was probably killed.
Well, there is, there was,
she
a,
was probably,
there's a clip of her,
go ahead.
No, there's a clip of her with, like, short gray hair that was on the preview for next, for the, for this, episode. So, they definitely go to, like, another year, and we probably see what happens.
I think she was, as a writer of those books, she, I think she becomes her own investigator, her own detective.
Right.
And I think she's the actual one that probably solves the case and puts it all together and figures it out. But I think, like, I think she was probably killed. And I also think Roland, like, how would Hoyt know what happened to his head of security and all that stuff? And Roland was the one that killed him. So maybe the dude was about to talk.
That's a good point.
And the, he was basically reluctant.
Yeah. Right.
He was kind of reluctant to even go there and do this, but he did it. And he was hitting him pretty hard, so maybe he was hitting him, like, purposely trying to kill him or hurt him real bad so he couldn't talk. And then once he got free, maybe he's just like, I gotta kill this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. That's definitely a good point.
And when I started thinking about this was, like, throughout the show, it's weird. When he interacts with Julie's dad, which I don't even think that they're the parents. I think the kids are, or maybe the son was his kid, but the girl, I think, was an orphan. Like, I don't think that those are her real parents. I think that, like, it was weird. When Roland has interactions with the dad, I kind of felt like they were, like, gonna, like, hook up or something. Like, they were gay.
Yeah.
And then he has, this, like, weird relationship. Way. He's very close with him. He's always with him. He's driving around.
I must say,
there's that one scene. Where,
it's sorry to cut you off. It seems like I'm not the only one on the Reddit post on the Reddit.
Josh coming out of the
juice,
the freaking the woodwork with the amazing.
These are all theories on the Reddit, by the way.
Pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good.
No, I'm just saying, like, every time, like, I was not on Reddit. I was not on Reddit, but I'm just saying, like, it looks like, because every time they were together, I'm like, their interactions are kind of like, like, they're flirting, but they're very, like, intimate. And I was like, are these two, like, going to hook up? And then he's always defensive of the father. So then I was, like, putting things together. I'm like, this. And then I was, like, thinking about it. All right, if that's, like, the big ending, then that would then I, like, go back and I'm thinking, like, he is definitely, like, he's always been against this, and I don't know. And then the one thing that really gave it away was, oh, you told me to look into, like, the Franklin
scandal. Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't know what that was, so then I wikied that, and it's, like, a big child pedophilia thing, and I was reading it, and it said, like, officials, like, government officials were involved, so I'm like, all right. He's not a government official. He's a police officer, but yeah, I guess they work for the government.
Yeah.
So maybe, like, that dude. I don't know. I hope I'm way wrong because I kind of like him as a character, and I'm actually hoping I'm wrong on that one. But
no, I think you're definitely it. Because I mean, a lot of people could just say, oh, he's just trying to move up in the world, right? Like, they show the picture of him shaking hands with Bill Clinton, and you know, he's just kind of like a. Do what it takes to move up and get promoted and all that. So, you know, Hayes is one of those kind of like wild cowboys, just, you know, going above and beyond to figure it out and work the case. And, you know, what has that done for him? You know what I mean? These are all valid theories.
And then
I think they're gonna go back to, like, when the father went into the house or whatever, and
show the pink room.
You know, Harris, like, caught him in the room. Yeah, do you think they'll do, like, a flashback to exactly what happened? Or, like, them just show him, you know, murdered on the thing, and, like, that's the last we'll see of it. You know what I mean? Like, do you think they'll show, like,
what was in that room when he was like, you know,
right,
knowing that it was his daughter or whatever. I hope they do. That seemed like kind of like, what the hell? You just like glossed over like a ton of stuff. I'm sure he will, but
well,
I don't know. This director's kind of, he just thinks his own way. So
yeah, well, they do show. It looks like they show in 2015, Roland and Hayes and Purple, you know, walking into that same room, but like present day. And maybe we'll get like a glimpse of, I don't know.
It's
so creepy. It could either be like nothing, like just like a normal room, or, you know, I don't even want to say it. You know what I mean? Just like some fucked up shit.
Right. What was that movie? Remember Paul Walker was in it?
Oh, God. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
It was a remake.
Paul Walker.
It was a remake.
That was like such a creepy ass movie, and that's like what it reminded me of.
Yeah,
like remember, like they had the apartment. It was all like
Running Scared. Is that what it's called?
Oh yeah. That's it. Yep.
Is that definitely the name? It was a remake, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. That is that's the name. Yep.
Yeah. Creepy.
You know what's weird
creepy
though?
Shit.
What I can't put together, I was thinking about, is like if say the dude Roland is like the guy behind it, or the real bad guy.
Yeah.
Then like, why is he like still old, and like, why is he like still with A's? Like, why wouldn't he just try to get away from him? That's why, like, I'm kind of hoping that they really are partners and they're doing the right thing. I would hate that dude is like the bad guy.
Right.
But then, you know, what'd be really cool. I don't think this is the case, but it would be really cool if somehow, you know how like Hayes is like has dementia.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if he doesn't really have dementia. Like it's all a game.
Ooh.
That'd be like a M. Night Shyamalan type twist.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, like I'm that. A big M. Night Shyamalan.
Like he's playing like he's. like he's playing Eliza, whatever her name is. Like he keeps saying, "Oh, that's all speculation," you know. But he knows.
Like he's playing. Like I think that you know how like, he sits in the room and he's reading the books and he's got a loaded gun and he's being like a weirdo and he's seeing things and
yeah.
I don't know. Like all of that is just like fake, and he's just solving the crime on his own, like on his own. No help. He's figuring this out and he's gonna find out what happened.
With this show, I put nothing past it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Really,
so many ways it could go.
So many variables. Like, yeah.
Kind of amazing because like most shows, like you know what's gonna happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they kind of dumb it down, and you know exactly how it's gonna end. This show, I have no clue.
Because like, is Julia like you know they're in 2015? Is Julia alive in 2015?
There's so many variables. There's also like, you know, I'm seeing theories like, you know, what if it, you know, because basically Hoyt's daughter, I guess, lost her daughter. So the theory is
that
she wanted a new daughter and Julie fit that profile. So her and the black one-eyed man who's Mr. June or Watts, whatever his name is, they, I guess, kidnapped Julie, killed Will. Maybe even by accident, and Julie's living a good life. But like that would be a terrible ending, in my opinion. I think the ring aspect,
like Gone Girl.
People are saying Gone Girl. I never saw it, but people were comparing it to that. Yeah,
it's very very similar to like that.
But like,
if that was the case,
but like the Hoyts are filthy rich. By the way, Hoyt Foods is supposed to be based off of Tyson Foods, which is the chicken company based out of Arkansas, based out of, you know, that section
chicken.
Of Arkansas. Yeah, Chicky.
Chicken.
But, like, they have all the money. They have all the money in the world. Why would they go through a whole thing to, like, kidnap a girl? Like, they could just adopt a girl, you know what I mean? So that, I feel like that theory's kind of stupid. I think there's more of a larger conspiracy, as Eliza would call it, to the story.
I don't know. I think Hillary is definitely behind all of this.
Oh,
so,
the Clintons,
her up.
Yeah,
lock her up, man.
The Clintons are all over this, all over
it. It's all them. Lock her up.
They need to release the email. They need to check the email.
Yes. Well, it's funny because that guy Kint, the Attorney General, he's, I guess, supposed to be playing like Clinton, but then Clinton's playing Clinton in the actual show.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, Clinton, I mean, there's tons of speculation around him, you know, like he's a shady guy. So who knows? I mean, it's conspiracy written all over it. And yeah, Juice, you were mentioning, you know, we were talking about the Franklin scandal. If people listening, if you want to really be freaked the fuck out, look into the Franklin scandal. It's pretty terrifying.
But, I gotta check that out. I still haven't.
Yeah, and that leads all the way to the White House. That's how crazy, you know, that whole thing was.
Yeah.
And you said the Hoyt Foods is based off of Tyson Foods. Did Tyson Foods get in trouble?
Well, there was always. I don't know if they ever got in trouble, but there was always rumors and shadiness going on with that family too. So. Not like, you know, a pedophile ring, but I think the point of the show is to show, and this is all three seasons, that rich and powerful people can't be trusted, right? Like, there's a bigger conspiracy, so to speak, going on behind the scenes. You know, that's kind of like, I think, the theme of the show, you know? You got to just look beyond, Tone, almost.
I got a question, Tone. When you're on Reddit, did you click the conspiracy for Durant and Kyrie, what they were talking about in the hallway? You still don't know what they said.
That's the biggest one of them all, right? What's he saying? Two? He's saying two? I got two phones.
He said it's time. We got two max. It's time to go.
Two max? That's what you think he's saying?
Sure. I was like, sure.
I think you're saying there's two killers. Two of them.
Yeah, they're talking about True Detective. They're like, there's two killers.
Yeah. Two of those, man. Two killers.
Two, I don't know. Who knows what they were talking about, but, you know, it's hilarious, right?
The acting on this show is incredible. Like, Ali is great, and the dude that plays Roland is awesome. The dude that plays
Steven Dorff.
His dad.
Yeah.
They're fantastic, man. This is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's like, yeah, top notch.
Yeah, I think
top notch everything.
Those three, even Amelia.
I just want to know, yeah. this director, Nick, how do you pronounce his last name? Pizzolatto?
Yeah, he's the writer, creator, yeah.
I want to know, like, what his background is, that he's like, I believe, like, a lot of this stuff, or was he involved with, like, stuff as a kid, maybe, or, like, he knows someone? I know he's from the South.
He's from Louisiana.
So he probably has a lot of,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, I don't know. Like, it seems like this really, like, hits home for him in a way that he can really, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's still searching for something, for the truth or whatever. And, like, it's almost like he's, like, the detective.
Yeah. It's a good theory.
So, cool. He did season one, and season one was amazing.
Amazing.
Did he do season two as well?
Yeah, he wrote all three.
Did he? I thought there was an issue.
So he's
Kari Fukunaga or something like that was like the director, and he wasn't there for season two. I think.
Yeah, I mean, he's
right, that was the thing. Yeah, they didn't get along. Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah, there's different directors for all three seasons. He's just the writer creator.
Yeah,
he obviously, I guess, you know, partly directs. But yeah, that Kari Fukunaga from season one was amazing.
Fukunaga. Yeah.
That was amazing, yeah. And then, yeah, they got into it, and he didn't do season two. Actually, in season two, he there's a guy who, I guess, is supposed to be Kari Fukunaga that he, like, makes fun of. I don't know. It was like a jam to him.
Yeah. All right.
And then, I remember that. Yeah, I mean, I don't really... all three seasons kind of have the same, you know, overall theme, though. Presentation, so to speak. So...
Yeah. Well, it was really cool how they, like, it's set so that season one and season three are like the same world kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah,
that was really cool. I hope maybe there's like another clue, or like I hope there's something that like reattaches both seasons or connects them. That would be kind of cool.
Well,
but
another theory people were saying is that Eliza is supposed to be all of us, all the fans who have all these crazy theories, and that season one and three, yeah, it's like kind of like similar, but there's not really a connection to both murder. That's like a theory going around that like he just put her in there to have her sales, just to, you know, fuck with us, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows?
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I could see that. Okay.
Yeah.
I watched, the one thing I like about this one is, like, season one, as I remember, and I only saw it, I think, one time, I would watch the season, like, I would watch an episode, and then I have to go online, and then, like, I think at that time, I don't know if it was Grantland, it wasn't The Ringer, I don't think The Ringer was on back then, but I think it was Grantland, they would do a piece. I would have to read the piece, and then, like, kind of, it was confusing up until... Yeah. Maybe the fourth episode. This one's kind of easier to follow, even though it's three different timelines. Like, I know it's just easier to understand. And part of it might be McConaughey and his voice and his acting. It was just hard to follow.
I guess you could you could say the same about Mahershala. As amazing as he's been, sometimes I can't understand what he's saying. You know, they got that deep, he's got that deep South drawl going on. But Paul, you seem to be confused. I mean, I don't know.
Normally I'm like on top of this stuff, but yeah, I'm like struggling. Maybe I'm just getting stupid. I don't know what's going on, but it's
I think with season one, remember, so Matthew McConaughey, he would just like drink Lone Stars and then ramble about like
smoke cigs.
And then even. Like, partner Woody Harrelson's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I can relate more to that. You know, that's more
pizza. Oh, yeah. Man. As much as I want them to be connected, I think slightly connected, just
because... That was like all that little tidbit that we got, you know, last week. That's like...
That might be it.
Getting.
But it could be...
Yeah.
It could be both pedophile rings, you know, so... Which, right. Who knows? Maybe they are connected, but we're not going to get the answers we want. Season one, we didn't get the answers we want, and that's the point, right? Like, you're not supposed to know.
Yeah.
As society, we're not supposed to know everything. That's just, you know, life.
Exactly.
So,
yep.
I don't know. It's going to be fun, though.
We'll see. Sunday night.
Yep. Yes, sir. So back to Kyrie and Durant. Or the All-Star game in general.
Bro.
Anything memorable?
I mean, it's just great entertainment. Nothing really noteworthy came from it. I do like the whole, like, how it's not the East and West anymore, and it's these, Team LeBron and
whatever.
Yeah,
I like
whatever.
That, too.
I think it's a cool way to go. Outside of that, I mean, not much really crazy happened from it. I guess there was the rumors of Dolan maybe selling the team, but that... I don't think that's happening.
I've always liked this weekend. Like, it's just a fun weekend. The dunk contest was okay. Like, I thought certain dunks were good. Like, I thought, Dennis Smith jumping over J. Cole, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I think that was great. The shootout, for me, is always the best. Like, I like, the shootout was awesome. Like, watching Joe Harris, you know, light it up, and then Steph Curry hit 10 in a row at one point. It was really catching fire, and then he went cold at the end, and he lost it.
Fire. Yeah. Yeah, it's fire. Amazing how good these guys can shoot.
And then the game itself, like, I thought Meek Mill, I didn't know Meek Mill was performing, but him doing the intros, that was awesome. And then J. Cole, by himself, just wearing the Charlotte Hornets starter jacket.
Yeah.
I thought he was way better. Him by himself just rapping on mic was way better than anything that was in the Super Bowl. It's like too much theatrics goes in the Super Bowl.
It's all just bells and whistles. With him, it's like just straight music.
Straight music. Yeah, you just nailed that one. That describes J. Cole perfectly, actually. You know?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was great. I was telling somebody at work, I was like, I want to go next year when it's at Chicago, because it looks like a buzz for that weekend.
Yeah,
it'd be awesome.
It would be a lot of fun. And
it's in Chicago?
Chicago.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Chi-town.
But yeah, right. Bill Simmons, once again, you know. And I feel like he does know things. Like he almost like predicted the Tim Hardaway thing to Dallas. That was kind of weird, but he did say that.
Yeah, right.
Rumors swirling about James Dolan selling the team. Blah blah blah. Which I think we heard a few months ago too. No, wasn't there like another slight rumor that was already immediately shut down?
And they came out right away. But I mean, the Garden, they
happened to, you know, shut down stuff a lot. Like, and always. It happens like a week later, which, you know, Isola is great at playing out, but I don't see him selling that team, man. Like, that's what makes him visible, too. You know what I mean?
So,
yeah.
I don't know. I do see him selling it because there's one caveat that I think people just, they're not understanding. The prize of the Knicks is, the crown jewel of the New York Knicks is the building, Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
And
he's
only going to sell the Knicks. He's not going to sell Madison Square Garden. So he's still the king of the castle. He's still, like, the entertainer, and it's still his event where he's inviting who he wants to. Like, he's still the center of attention. He has... he has an absorbent amount of power with owning Madison Square Garden and doing the entertainment and the concerts and hosting the Knicks and the Rangers. So, like, essentially, I think he would sell, but you get the team. Like, you know, I don't know too many people. Like, I don't know. Is it worth any billionaire spend $4 billion if you don't get the building? So,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I think he would sell. Somebody will buy the Knicks, I think. And they'll probably overpay. They'll probably pay $5 billion. But they're not going to get
that. If you could pick someone to buy it, who would it be?
Oof.
That's realistic. You know, that has the money. That can actually...
Whoever has to
be
has multiple billions. I think it's not just like Ballmer is the richest owner in sports, I think. And he bought the Clippers for $2
billion. Yeah.
That's like chump change. You know? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know too many billionaires personally, so I don't
well,
know what you think on this subject. But I don't know. Is Gary V.
Gary
Knicks fan?
Gary, yeah, he is, and he said the Knicks are his backup if he can't buy the Jets. But he's not at a billy yet, unfortunately. Gary V. would definitely be top of my list.
He'll be there.
We would have to.
Shouts to Gary.
Gary.
It's got to be a group of people where each member puts in $1 billion.
Yeah, like a team, like Rich Kleinman, Kevin Durant, everyone on the boardroom.
Bernie Madoff.
Everyone on that show, the boardroom, just buys the Knicks.
Bernie Madoff would be perfect for like a part Knick owner.
Jeez. Speaking of Bernies,
what?
Bernie Sanders.
Pretty standard. Larry David. Okay, we get Larry David as, like, you know, conglomerate of rich friends to buy it.
What sucks for Bernie?
You know how many celebrities there are? Oh my God. We'll have like a, you know, a media or like movie faction. It'll be like 25%, and you can make it work. Get some really cool people in the Knicks.
Yeah.
Spike.
Woody
Allen. Billy Allen.
You guys are more of the baseball, more knowledgeable baseball fan than I am, but like, what do you guys think about Machado deal?
I'm not surprised. I'm just a little... I want to see, like, how much the other teams offer. Obviously, the Yankees didn't even offer him, like, a formal offer. If they offered him $275, and what do you think? He took, what, $300?
$300.
Maybe he'd take that?
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, it's so rare for people to turn down money. Especially if it's $25 million.
Yeah. Plus,
it's just frowned upon between the, you know, his agent, obviously. Person himself who doesn't want to just give up money, and then more importantly, the players' union. They'd be really pissed off at him if he's taking $25 million less or whatever it is to play in New York. It gets tricky, but you know, good for San Diego though that they got some juice now.
Yeah, me personally, I didn't want him. I didn't really care to have him. I prefer Harper. I think him, a left-handed bat with the short right field porch, would be perfect for Yankee Stadium with Harper. Machado's another right-handed hitter.
Right.
We don't really... He's just... Didi's only out till June. I love Didi. I don't want anyone replacing him at short, so I'm happy they didn't make, you know, the investment.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Totally fine.
And listen, if he wants to play in San Diego, good for him. It's San Diego, you know? I mean, not only is he making a shitload of money, but there's no pressure there. He's going to be chilling, so whatever.
Well, supposedly he really didn't like his time in L.A. Like he doesn't like it out west really that much.
Oh, where's
he's
from?
From Miami.
Oh, he's Miami.
He's from Miami. He really, really wanted to stay on the East Coast. And the only other option, I think, who came in second were the White Sox. He did not want to be there.
Yeah, what was up with the White Sox? They were gonna sign his like cousin or brother or something like that to get
I
him.
I think
to...
his brother-in-law. Like they signed. I think they signed him already.
They signed him, and Manny didn't even.
I'm almost positive. Yeah, they signed the brother-in-law. Yeah.
That's funny. That's interesting. So where's Harper go? He's going to the Phillies, right? That's what they're saying.
I think it'd be Philly. Yeah, and they're saying like I saw like on Twitter a thing that you know his agent Scott Boras is gonna wait. Like it's already pretty much done. Uh-huh. And they're gonna wait till like five minutes before the Machado conference to announce it.
That'd be funny.
I don't know why. Like, he's just petty like that. I don't know if something happened between Machado's agent and him, but I saw Incarcerated Bob put that on. Like he retweeted some other like media guy that they think that's gonna happen.
The crazy thing for me is like the years are so much. 10 years is. Like,
I know. I thought
it's way too much.
Why are those deals still going on?
Yeah.
What's that?
No, I said, is like anyone good anymore? Like at year 7, 8, 9? Like, or no, they're not washing.
It's rare. I mean, look at Robinson Cano. He's in, I think, like, he's pretty up there. What, year 6 or whatever?
Yeah.
7, I don't know.
Jeez.
But he's already 40 years old, and he has 3 years left for like mad money.
Yeah, those contracts never work. A-Rod, A-Rod's, it didn't...
A-Rod,
they all fall.
Stanton has 9 more years left? Like, come on.
I know, it's nuts. These 10-year contracts.
Ridiculous. What was A-Rod?
Jacoby Ellsbury, bro. Ellsbury.
I don't even want to mention... I don't even want to mention that name.
Yeah, he doesn't deserve our time, anyone's time, so...
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here!
What was A-Rod's contract?
Put him in the bedroom!
What's that?
I think like 10 for 250, something like that.
Oh, A-Rod?
I saw something really interesting that, you know, when they announced Machado, it said 10 years, $300 million. But it's like with inflation and everything, I think when A-Rod got 10 for whatever, 250 or whatever he got, that in today's money is like 350 or something like that. So actually, A Rod.
Yeah.
That was in 03 or 04? 03, I think, when A Rod came.
Yeah, baseball, I think they're going to strike probably after the season. It seems like that's where they're headed. The players are fed up. The owners are kind of, they're not going to be giving out these crazy contracts as much anymore. But all you need is one owner. Look what happened with Machado. So.
Yeah.
Can the players be really mad? They want certain teams to offer the money. That's the problem with a lot of them.
Yeah. After I saw Machado at signed, I went down this like rabbit hole of contracts and players, how much money they got and everything. And I found like Michael Jordan in his last year with the Chicago Bulls. He was towards the end of his career. He was doing these 1-year deals for over $30 million every year. Just ring up time 1 year. And in his last year with the Chicago Bulls, he made like $33.4 million in the final year, 1998.
Jesus.
So I pulled up an inflation calculator because I wanted to find out like what that is in today's money. Like if someone were to get that same deal that he got. In today's money, it's like $59 million, I think it was.
Yeah, almost double.
1 year, someone gets $59 million.
I mean, it's getting there.
That's
I mean,
wild.
John Wall is going to be getting paid. What? John Wall is going to be getting paid like $40 million next year. To, you know, just chill on the bench.
Just chill. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
What a waste of money.
What about? I think the next biggest contract is probably going to be Odell Beckham when he's shooting up for the LA Rams. How you doing?
Didn't I call that? Like, I called that. Can I get credit? Is there a video or a tape of me saying that? I think I predicted he'd be a Ram on a past.
Well, Tone, it's probably on a GodPod.
Yeah, it's on a GodPod somewhere. If someone wants to comment or call in,
what's his issue? No. What's his issue now? Is he demanding a trade or?
I don't know. There's a lot of rumors. He's putting out these tweets. Glazer.
He had a shirt.
Happen. I don't know. It seems like there's a lot of smoke.
He had a shirt that said Hollywood on it.
I think he'll be here this year, but I do not see him like being a Giant for life. No way.
Will Odell get traded? is going to be like the trending topic on First Take for like every episode for the next like 6 months.
Yeah.
It's just, you know.
Yeah.
It's
a matter of when, yeah. I think, with him.
Can you trade him with that contract? Because he just signed a crazy deal. I thought the interesting thing was that Real GM report saying that he was going to get traded. And actually, the most aggressive team going after him was the New England Patriots, and then the Giants had to take it back.
Wow. You know, a team that would be perfect for him, and that if I were them, I'd go after him. Like, you give up a ton is New Orleans. You pair him with Michael Thomas in the dome, with Breeze at the end of his career. Like, they go for like one or two more years left. Yeah. Peyton, he's from down there. I think that's like the perfect fit.
That'd be a good
and
fit.
The Giants could get like. Giants could get Bridgewater, like a first rounder, maybe two.
Ooh.
You know, get Bridgewater and picks. It's a win-win.
Yeah, picks that.
Wow, good job, Paul. That's just, you know, that's a good one.
It's a good one. That's a good one.
Right? Like, would you do that? I think that'd be like a good fit for both teams. I don't know, like if they could afford it, but
I love that deal for the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, the picks are low though. Because they were in the NFC Championship game.
You'd have to get like multiple. You'd have to get like
multiple picks.
Now people are saying the Giants, like, if they're interested in Haskins or Murray, like, they're gonna have to move up from six, and we don't have any assets to move up. Like, we don't have enough picks. So like, I don't see the Giants, who need help in every position, trading up multiple second rounders, first rounders, and all that stuff to move up in the draft. I don't know. Giants in a real tough spot. They're in a real pickle.
Well, you might get Russell Wilson too, right?
And then
I thought that was fake.
Is that like a real, like, some
where Colin was wrong,
or is that just like a bullshit?
I mean,
thing that just popped up?
I don't know.
Colin knows things. Yeah. Colin Cowherd knows things, but. That's pretty wild.
Who knows,
wild.
Man? Maybe, like, I don't know, Carol's bouncing, he knows, or, you know, Sierra just wants to live in the city of New York.
Yeah, but they live in Jersey, I don't.
Yeah, you don't. So, yeah, I don't know. That'd be a crazy... Imagine him in a Giant uniform? That'd be wild. Him and Saquon? Beckham?
I love him as a player. I hate his personality.
Yeah, he's boring. He's just kind of corny and boring or whatever. Seems like a good guy.
He's too perfect, man. He is way too perfect. He's definitely involved in the Franco scandal. And then Hoyt, I'm telling you. He's definitely involved with that. There's no way. He's the killer. He is the killer.
Shit.
Russell Wilson.
Listen, in this world, nothing would surprise me, man. You know? especially a goody two-shoes like him. He has a history, too, of, like, he talks about how he used to be a bully and blah, blah, blah. Like, can you picture that, Russell Wilson as a bully?
Yeah, man.
How can you be a bully when you're 5'2"?
No, he was...
Who are you bullying?
So he said he stopped growing. He was, like, the tall kid, like, in elementary school or middle school, whatever. And then, everyone eventually caught up with him, but he was, like, a bully. And then something happened and cleaned up his life or whatever. But...
Yeah, he got his ass kicked, and then he's like, "Oh shit, I can't be this anymore. I found God."
Yeah, simple as that. He found
That's
Jesus.
What happened.
So.
Yeah. So.
What about?
I don't know if Russell will be there. So.
What about Landon?
Never in a Giant club.
What about Landon Collins?
Oh yeah.
There's speculation, you know, that he's out the door too. What's going on with that?
Yeah, it sounds like. Well, it was weird because like Josina Anderson put like a thing up, like cleaned out his locker room. He said goodbye. You know, told his teammates and trainers, whatever. And then, you know, like, pretty much saying, like, this is it. Like, he won't be back next year. And then, like, the Giant Beat reporters were like, no, his locker room is so full. Like, it's all BS, whatever. And then Collins actually, like, tweeted and responded to the reporter. He's like, everything that I left is stuff I don't want or need. So, like, he pretty much confirmed it. So, yeah, he's not...
Oh my God.
I don't think they're going to tag him. I mean, they should. You don't just like let a guy like him walk away. But I don't know. Maybe he's they're tired of him. I don't know. It just doesn't make too much sense. He's a great player.
It's crazy that all this stuff happened in one day with the Giants.
Yeah. Yep.
pretty.
What do you think, Juice? You want to sign him to like a big deal or?
The thing is, I'm kind of torn because he's not here. Like, if I'm going to sign a player on defense to big time money, he better be like top five shutdown corner, or he better
or
be like bookend
pass rusher. Yeah.
Yeah, pass rusher. I would have like for the next decade. So for him, like, I don't know. You know, that might be one you just take on the chin. Like, you lose them for nothing.
Yeah, you can't keep them off. Yep. So.
And, like, with him, too, we still have one of the worst defenses. You know what I mean? So I don't know why pay him if it's not going to elevate your team.
Hey, man, trade him to Pittsburgh for Mr. Big Chest Brown, and you could pair him with Odell.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That'd be wild.
Did you see that video that he was doing? When he was on, like, the elliptical?
No.
No.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they were playing it on the Boomer and Geo yesterday. Look it up after this. It's the funniest thing ever. He refers to himself. He's like, he can barely breathe. He's like, I'm not Antonio. They call me Mr. Big Chest Brown from now on. And he was just saying like the most random weird shit. Like he's gone. I don't know if it's like an act right now or if he's like legit going insane.
I think it was just endorphins.
It was. Yeah, I don't know, man. He's out there right now. But yeah, imagine him and Odell on the same team.
I'm on.
That'd be amazing.
I'm on Twitter right now, and I see a quote. It's Kyrie commenting on the video with Kevin Durant. He says, it's a video of me and one of my best friends talking. And then it turns out to be a dissection of a free agency meeting, ? Do you get that, ? Like, do you get that? And then I'm asked questions about that. That's what disconnects me from all this shit. So I'm
with him. I'm totally with him.
Yeah. I mean, it is crazy.
It's ridiculous now. So remember, when we were growing up, we heard about free agency like the next day in the paper. You know what I mean? Like, so and so signed. Like, we didn't have like real time news at all. Like, I kind of miss it. You know what I mean? It was almost better like that.
During free agency, every morning I would like run downstairs, sign into my dad's AOL, and then check NBA Talk for like the night before whatever rumors.
Yeah, NBA Talk.
Like NBA Talk. But yeah, like it's kind of open. The thing is, these guys gotta just ignore it. You guys get paid millions of dollars. Ignore this bullshit. Like it's annoying, but like that's how media makes money. They have to write stories.
Yeah, they have a job too. Yeah,
like them commenting on it. It's like you like him and Durant. They're both really, I think, sensitive. They're gonna have a hard.
Yeah, you can hate it and not say anything. You don't have to keep on. Like fighting with the media gets you nowhere.
The losing battle.
Nowhere. There's no point of it.
Oh,
exactly. Zero.
Yeah, they have no soul. Those journalists. So what do they care?
No. Yeah, because if you make them look bad, they'll just keep on going after you. They have nothing to lose.
Yeah, they don't care.
Who are they? You know what I mean? Like, but what does Mark Corbin have to lose?
I loved when Kevin Durant went off on that media after not talking to him for like 8 or 9 days after the Knicks traded Porzingis, and he just went crazy. And I just thought of like how awesome it would be. Like, I'm sure everybody in America, if you could go into work one day and just tell people off.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah. Well, yeah, when you're a public figure, I guess, you know.
For sure.
Those sort of things. You know?
The city of New York.
I can't wait to hear the articles at Berman and Bondi are doing if Durant and Kyrie come here.
I'm curious if they'll be like, you know, good for the Knicks, blah, blah, blah. They're going to be like, oh, they got to wash up Durant.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be
phone Kyrie.
Yep.
These personalities are not good for New York. It's going to end disaster. They better win a championship their first year, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
It's all going to be
all of that. Yep.
I think that's the difference between, like, Kyrie's Cleveland Cavaliers and Durant, OKC, they're legends over there, and they can't do anything wrong. Every day in the paper, they're just going to, you know, praise you. Here, you score 50, and you win maybe in the first round, we'll praise you. But then once you start choking, and you're doing bad, or you have, like, these little, like, tantrums against the media, they're going to skewer you. Like, they're going to forget about the beautiful article they wrote yesterday, and they're just going to, like, obliterate you in the paper the next day. And that's just what it is. You change every day.
Yeah.
The best place to win, worst place to lose. Always will be.
Yep.
Always will be.
Absolutely.
So, me and Josh are going to be doing some scouting up in Syracuse, New York on Saturday for our future New York Knicks. We don't know if it's going to be Zion or RJ, but we will be in the building scouting.
Oh, that's this Saturday. Nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And Duke UNC tonight.
Yeah.
Any predictions
for that? I think if that Duke should...
Duke will win easily.
Some players, man. It'll be, you think so? I mean, I hope it's a good game, but I could see them rolling them more. It's going to be a fun game. Like,
9-point favorites.
Up and down. Oh, really?
I think
should be exciting.
Aren't they always close? I think I'll bet on Duke to win by, like, 3 points. I think it should be that way. I don't know.
Yeah. So, hope that our, you know, future franchise player Zion doesn't get hurt or anything, and he has a good game.
Yeah. Should be fun.
Yeah, man.
Should be fun. All right, fellas.
For sure. All right, man. I need some chicken. I'm out. Point food for life. Let's go.
One.